Well, good morning, leadership team. I hope you enjoyed the Friday audio, and thanks, Max, for the line. We are covering the Oz principle, getting results through individual and organizational accountability. Again, this will be a weekly audio for you to listen to at your convenience. Included will be some lessons that I hope that you take a moment to write down and think through. As we progress through this, I will do a quick recap of the previous chapters and then move on to the next chapter so that we can build upon itself. Chapter one was searching for greater accountability in business, off to see the wizard. And the key point there was accountability equals see it, own it, solve it, do it. And then I reviewed victimization versus accountability. Remember, victim mentality. Other people and circumstances prevent you from achieving your goals. And accountability, a personal choice to rise above one's circumstances and demonstrate the ownership necessary for achieving desired results. Two, see it, own it, solve it, and do it. Above the line is where we all need to stay. Ownership, accountability, responsibility, and opportunities. And when we find ourselves falling below the line, blame, excuses, denial, and drama. Let's act quickly to get back above the line. Or if we identify or see one of our teammates do that, help them get back above the line. And the lesson was don't look for a magic wizard to solve your problems. You are the wizard. And the activity was consider examples where you have acted below the line and consider what else you could have done in that situation to take more control over your circumstances. Chapter two, The Yellow Brick Road, getting stuck in the victim cycle. Everyone can fall below the line. Invoking excuses is easier than accepting responsibility. It's safe and comforting below the line, but you are trapped and cannot move toward results. To be able to move towards accountability, you need to be able to recognize that you are in the victim cycle. Once you can see the signals, you can start to move out of it. So, stages of victimization. Number one, ignore and deny. You pretend not to know there is a problem or act unaware that the problem affects you. Number two, it's not my job. You duck responsibility because you don't want a hassle or extra work. That's not my responsibility. Someone else needs to take care of it. In days where roles were heavily reliant on the job description, this approach may have been valid. But nowadays, roles are a lot more fluid. We have duality in our responsibilities. Number three, finger pointing. You blame others and excuse your own contribution to the problem. This happens all the time between individuals and departments and different management levels. If only they would change, all my problems would be solved. Number four, instead of the constant blame game, accept responsibility for your own role and take action. Confusion. You claim confusion and ask others what you should do or complain of mixed messages, so used to defend inaction. So tell me what to do. Going into a child state. Some corporate cultures or company cultures may encourage this. Just do what you're told. That was number five. Number six, cover your tail. You craft and elaborate stories to explain why you can't be to blame. Could involve documenting absolutely everything or sending emails for sake of proof I did my part. Most of the time, this is just uses unnecessary energy and resources. Wait and see. You withhold action in the hope that things will miraculously improve. Usually, while you wait, your competitors or colleagues will act and you will be left behind or sacked. How to know you are below the line? Are you stuck in victimization? Look for these signals. You feel you lack any control over your present circumstances. You don't listen when people tell you that you could have done more. You find yourself blaming others and pointing fingers. Your discussions focus on what you can't do rather than what you can do. You fail to confront the toughest issues you face. You think you've been treated unfairly and can't do anything about it. You find yourself acting defensively a lot of the time. You spend a lot of time talking about things you cannot change. You say, "It's not my job. There's nothing I can do. Let's wait and see." You talk about being taken advantage of. Here's the lesson. We can all get stuck in the victim cycle, but we can choose whether we stay there. And here's the activity I'll encourage. Consider what is going on in your life right now and ask yourself these questions. Are there any issues you are ignoring? What are you spending a lot of time talking and thinking about over which you have no control? Who are you blaming for things that are happening? And what do you think is unfair in your life? Next week, we'll move on to chapter 3, There's No Place Like Home, focusing on results. Until next time, thank you. And remember, the key point there, it is human and natural to fall into the victim cycle from time to time. And it takes a team to help get above the line. Remember, nothing great happens alone. I hope you all had an outstanding venture and great results during the home show. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Take care.